These shining moments in Badger history are brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic reminds you to don't just live, shine.
Penn State, September 30th, 1995, they were ranked sixth in the country and riding a 20-game winning streak. What was the atmosphere like going into that football game for the Badgers?
Just a huge game for us, and one you don't forget, because a couple years ago we had, you know, come off winning a Rose Bowl where we had gone around, you know, through the turnaround with Alvarez, and then the next year Penn State came into the Big Ten and ran through the season undefeated, and we felt like we had something to prove. So it was my first time going up to Happy Valley, and the environment up there was fantastic. It was just you know, it's a great crowd. It was sold out. There's a ton of tradition, a lot of fans, and it was a huge game for us.
Yeah, and they had everything in their, you know, everything stacked in their favor. But I don't know, did you sense that maybe this was your time?
Yeah, you know, we did, and we had a lot of confidence going into the game. And it's something, you know, I think we had a little bit of swagger at that time. And when we went into games, we always believed we could win, and we certainly thought we had a good chance to win based on what we had seen on film from them. I just remember when we were going up there and the plane trip in, it was we just had a feeling that it was one that we could win if we played right.
Was Barry a coach that really got you guys pumped when not too many people gave you? I mean, you were unranked and big underdogs and that kind of thing. Did he get you guys kind of buying into the fact that it was you against the world?
He really did. And, you know, when I first came into Wisconsin, he made all the players believe that we could win because it was a program that wasn't winning. And looking back, I mean, this was right as we went through the whole turnaround era. And we won a Rose Bowl a couple years earlier, and this was the same thing for us. We came in and we felt like we were underdogs, but confidently in the locker room, and when the team got together, we always believed we had a chance to win, and he did just a great job of looking the players in the eyes and motivating us to compete every week, and every time we walked on the field, we were very confident going out there.
Now, you caught the first of two touchdown passes on that day. Take me through it.
Yeah, we ran a bootleg, and it was we ran a lot of, with the strength of our running game that year, we ran a lot of short bootlegs, and this was a route that I was actually the clearing route, and I wasn't in the read, so Bevel faked the handoff. It was going around the left side and came back out with a naked boot on the right side, and he was reading short to long, which, so there was a guy in the flat, there was a crossing route, and then I was a clearing route, and hadn't caught one of, you know, a pass because I was number three and number one or number two was always open. And for whatever reason, he looked up and I was in his line of sight and he threw the ball. So I ran out and I was able to get a step on the defender, but certainly wasn't expecting a pass on that one because I wasn't high in the read, but he threw a perfect ball, came right over my shoulder, and I was able to step up into the end zone.
That puts you up 10-0 at the half. You guys had to be feeling pretty good about yourselves at that point.
Yeah, you know, we had a strong defense, and we had the bend but don't break mentality. We were able to stop the run, and we were always confident that when we got a lead, we were able to control the ball on offense and run the ball and let our defense do their thing.
They had been in the Big Ten for, I think, just a couple of seasons, point, and they'd won the Rose Bowl the year before. Was there what was the feeling towards Penn State by the rest of the league and Wisconsin in particular?
Well, you know, we actually, the way we looked at it is we had won the Rose Bowl prior to that. They came in and went undefeated in the Big Ten and won the Rose Bowl. And there was a pretty strong feeling, at least at Wisconsin, that it wasn't that easy to walk through the Big Ten. And we felt like we had something to say about what happened the prior year, and we wanted to make sure that they understood how hard it was to compete there.
Okay, so you guys are leading 10-0 coming out of the locker room at halftime. What did you think sealed the deal in that one? 17-9 was the final.
You know, just once we got up on them, our ability to run the ball and to throw short, controlled passes. I remember we ran a lot of short crossing routes. Bevel was really efficient that day. He put the ball where he had to. You know, he was able to hit a dime with it, and we ran a lot of real short, controlled passing and just kept pounding the ball and ate the clock.
That senior season, I think you finished 4-5-2, so it wasn't quite the way storybooks are written. What do you remember most about it? And was that Penn State game, the win at Happy Valley, was that kind of your signature win?
It really was, and to be honest with you, it was a disappointing season because we had higher expectations than that, and we had proven that we could win at a higher level, but, you know, we were able to put one on the books that day that, you know, was a huge win for us, and unfortunately, we weren't able to win more.
These shining moments in Badger history have been brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine.